In the world of LED TVs, there's thin and then there's LG thin. I'm standing here with James, who's going to talk about the W series of OLED TVs from LG. James, this is unbelievable. These aren't just TVs that are thin. I mean, they're basically just the film itself. Tell me about the W series.
Well, with the signature OLED, with the wallpaper, the benefit of it is the ultra slim design. You're looking at 0.2 inches. So literally, you're looking at just the panel mounted to your wall, going down to a Dolby Atmos soundbar, giving you that premium sound to go with the premium picture. So let's talk about a little bit of the setup on it. You're looking at the panel literally mounts directly to the wall with a magnetic plate, snaps in with a slight flexibility, one ribbon cable going down to the box, and everything is in the components, and all the AV is built into that box. So whether it be processing, that's why it is so thin, because you don't need anything in the TV. It's literally just panel.
All right, let's do some of the specs that we got to get out of the way, because our audience is very tech-savvy. They're going to want to know, what's the resolution? How bright is it? Does it support HDR? Give me everything you can about what this TV can do.
Absolutely. So we're looking at a 4K HDR TV, and we upped the ante a little bit this year. Last year, we went with Dolby Atmos. We went with HDR 10. This year, we're going to be showing off some Technicolor HDR and some HLG in one of the other booths. That's going to give you all your four major HDR services. So you're getting that complex, pure contrast within that picture quality. Now, we added 25% bright luminosity to increase that brightness on it. So you're getting a higher contrast ratio with the TV and that HDR service.
Now, I do remember that OLED TVs tend to be ridiculously expensive. In fact, not too long ago, I saw a TV about half the size. Oh, by the way, what size is this?
This one you're seeing is a 65-inch.
Okay, 65. I saw a 32-inch panel probably two CESs ago that was going for $15,000. So I'm almost afraid to ask you how expensive this is. How much am I going to have to shell out for a W series?
Well, it's subnational retailers today. It went on pre-order for $8,000.
Okay, not bad at all. All right, now I got to ask a difficult question, and that is, I love this kind of technology. I think it's beautiful. I think it's brilliant. I love the colors. I love the fact that it's OLED. I love the fact that it's so thin. But who is this for? I mean, who does LG envision is going to be the buyer of a wallpaper series of TVs that you have to mount on the wall? Who is your demographic?
Well, there's a lot of people that like to mount, and this gives you an all-in-one mount. I mean, you're literally taking it out of the box, being able to put it on your wall, and getting that pure, perfect, including an art gallery style design. In fact, there's a mode in here just to give it that appearance so it can look like that beautiful picture that you want on your wall. So if you're looking for elegance, that's exactly what this is going to give you.
I love it. Now, for the folks at home, if they wanted to find out more about the wallpaper series of TVs from LG, if they want to find out more about your OLED technology, where should they go?
Absolutely go to LG.com. We can give you more information. They can give you more specs. Everything's going to be on there. And you're going to be able to see this stuff as it gets talked about at CES. So definitely check it out.
James, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your technology. And the future is really, really big and really, really thin.